Michigan, like so many places, is always challenged with, you know, budgets and priorities and how you get things done. And in Michigan, it's all about the roads. Fix the damn roads was the battle cry of Governor Whitmer when she ran for office, propelled her into office. But where are we today? For the most powerful voice for business in Michigan, the Michigan Chamber Business Brief, Rich Studley here, President and Chief Executive Officer of the Michigan Chamber. Rich, welcome back.
Good morning, Steve.
Good to have you here. You know, there's all sorts of different ideas being put forth, and I'd like you to kind of go through them and tell me where you think we are. We got three of them here in front of me. Bonds for roads, bonding of being put forth by the governor, a ballot proposal to increase the sales tax in Michigan from 6% to 7%, that being put forth by the Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey. And Lee Chatfield over in the House says maybe remove the sales tax on gasoline and rededicate some of that money. Where does the chamber, where do you weigh in on these issues?
Steve, at the Michigan Chamber, we think it's important to look back over last year and look ahead to the upcoming debate over how to fix the roads. Our view at the Michigan Chamber is that the governor and legislative leaders need to try a new approach. Despite the best efforts of the governor and legislative leaders, if you look at the lengthy debate over how to fix the roads, the governor and legislative leaders drove around in circles, then they ran out of gas and had to leave the car at the side of the road. So I think one of the things to learn from the debate last year is that we need more listening and less talking past each other on the part of the governor and legislative leaders. We need the governor and legislative leaders to stop drawing lines in the sand and negotiating through the Capitol press corps. That simply didn't work. So we're urging the governor and legislative leaders to look for points of agreement, not ways to disagree. And the governor has talked a little bit about the possibility of tolling on some of the interstate highways where we have national and international traffic. That is a concept that has merit from Detroit to St. Joe, for example, on I-94 or I-69 from Port Huron and south. Another option that the governor has talked about is the possibility of bonding. That's something that both Governor Engler and Governor Granholm did. Every day in Michigan, responsible Michiganders take out home loans to purchase a home. You shouldn't take out a home loan to go to the movies or buy dinner. We shouldn't look at bonding to patch potholes or fix roads. But if you're talking about critical bridges and reconstructing major highways, county trunk lines, major streets, that's a concept that has merit. It shouldn't be dismissed out of hand. The speaker has talked about removing the sales tax from gasoline.
Right.
Okay, that's a concept that has merit. But there's one member of the state house that has the ability to get a proposal in writing and get it introduced in the state house so his colleagues consider and vote on it. It would be Speaker Chatfield. He's a good and effective legislative leader. Senate Majority Leader Shirkey has talked about making adjustments to the sales tax, either increasing the rate, broadening the base. We've got some questions and concerns about that proposal. But again, if there's one member of the Senate who can get an idea put into writing with details and specifics, it would be the Senate Majority Leader. He's a very capable lawmaker. So all three of these ideas are not mutually exclusive. All three of these ideas are concepts that have merit.
Right.
We're encouraging the legislative leaders and governor to put their ideas in writing, detailed and specific proposals, and take legislative action. Let's try to come together instead of outmaneuvering each other and out soundbiting each other in an election year.
And playing games politically. I like your universal concept, Rich. More listening, less talking past each other. That could work at levels of politics from the state level to the federal level and all points in between, that's for sure. Let me focus just for a moment on the sales tax idea, going from 6 points to 7 points. I just wonder what your thoughts are. You know, residents in Michigan and voters in Michigan were asked about raising taxes before to fund roads. It was soundly rejected. And I wonder if you really think that a sales tax proposal going from 6% to 7% would stand much of a chance with voters here in the state.
It's hard to tell, especially when it's an idea or a concept that is being floated through the news media. All of these ideas or concepts, could have some merit, but voters need details and specifics. Taxpayers want details and specifics. And if the legislature is going to put a proposal on the ballot, lawmakers need to do due diligence. In 2015, a proposed sales tax increase for roads became a Christmas tree. It was too difficult, too complicated to explain, and frankly, we were neutral at the chamber because the proposal didn't have merit, and 80% of voters said no. I'm not sure a ballot proposal is the right way to go, but here at the Michigan Chamber, we're going to listen and learn. We're not going to engage in knee-jerk reactions. If it's not our idea, it's not a good idea. If the governor and legislative leaders can't lead, then lawmakers in the State House and the Michigan Senate have nothing to vote on and nothing to consider. Legislative leaders need to roll up their sleeves and get to work on legislative solutions. We can talk later. If there is a good proposal that amends the state constitution to increase the sales tax rate, we'll know when we get there.
Right.
But you've got to have something in writing. The governor and legislative leaders owe it to each other, owe it to taxpayers, owe it to motorists, to put their proposals, detailed and specific proposals, in writing so that you and your listeners can understand what's been proposed and what the cost and the impact would be. Michigan voters will make good decisions when we have good information and good proposals.
Have to be able to evaluate what's actually on the table, and you do that by putting it in writing and making it clear and simple to understand. Rich, I greatly appreciate that, and I agree with that point of view. Put it out there so we can all understand what we're talking about before we continue to talk past each other. Rich Studley from the Most Powerful Voice for Business in Michigan, the Michigan Chamber Business Brief. Each Monday here with Rich Studley, the President and Chief Executive Officer of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Rich, thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve. Take care.
There you have it. Have a great Monday. This Martin Luther King Day it is, so schools are closed, banks are closed, and don't expect the mail to be on time today. It won't be. It won't be here until tomorrow. If you've got the day off, good for you. Enjoy it. It's the Steve Gerber Show.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important, and so is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. This underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac, means multiple layers of protection and virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes. It also eliminates the possibility of an anchor strike, and it means no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
The holidays are over, but the Roxor sale keeps rolling. Get $1,000 off 2019 models. No payments for 90 days. 2019 base models start at $15,999. But you can also combine that with special Roxor financing for additional savings. So whether you want to hit the trails or put it to work, it's even easier to get into the side-by-side unlike any other. Hurry into your Roxor dealer today. Restrictions apply. See your local dealer or visit RoxorOffroad.com/offers for complete details.